Well, we got to change. Brandon Phillips from Americott, not Thomas Brooks.
Glad to be here, guys. This is my first year with Americott. I was a consultant for 18 years, and they hired me back in November, and the next thing I know, I'm up here at the Beltwide speaking. So forgive me, I'm a little bit shaky up here, but I want to start off by thanking our growers, retailers, consultants, and the people that stood behind us in selling and recommending our varieties and growing our varieties. We really appreciate that. We're pretty excited. We got four new varieties that are coming out. 3699, 4689, and 4601. Those are BT2 ExtendFlex. We have one 3640, which is just the ExtendFlex with no BT2 gene. Our current products, I know some of them are familiar to you guys, and 3405, 3406, don't forget that it's got a good fit where you got fusarium. It's got a good tolerance to fusarium. 3522's early, 5007. We've had some good results, mainly in the southeast cotton belt with it, and it looks like, you know, it might even, you know, get seed supply might get tight towards the end of the season, so you might want to book that if you're in the southeast. And anyway, next gen 3517, 4545, and 3500. All right, going back to the new varieties. All three of these varieties have the smooth leaf stem, bacterial blight resistant, very, very good verticillium wilt tolerant, and a good fiber package. All three of these varieties are stripper cotton and or can be picked as well. They hold pretty tight in the burr, but they still can be picked. 3699 is known for its quality. All of our seed has good vigors. We rate 8 on most of our seedling vigor. You never have to question hardly when you open a bag of our seed whether or not it's going to come up, because we pride ourselves in our seed quality. This is a little gen recap. Right here we average 2¾ cent. Loan rate, but this is real world cotton farming right here. This is not a 10-foot strip. I mean, this is dry land, and to get a 2¾ cent premium, you know, on 650 pounds, you know, that means a great deal. 4689 is good. Most of these varieties that I'm showing you for the Western Cotton Belt. 4689 is a mid maturity. Same thing, good seedling vigor. It may require a little bit more picks, but it's nothing that'll get out of control real easy. Same thing there. Got a great disease package, tolerant to verticillium and resistant to bacterial blight. Again, here's another good gen recap, you know, 3/4 cent loan value. I mean, again, this is a dry land out of 580 bales. I mean, we're seeing this, you know, pretty consistent. Earlier during the day, Dr. Angus was talking about, you know, you can make non-BT work if you're persistent and got, you know, a good consultant. This is one of those varieties right here. It's a very, very high yielder. Good seedling vigor, not too growthy, but it will require a little bit of picks. Again, a great disease package. bacterial blight resistant, verticillium wilt tolerant. And again, there's the loan radius, you know, a cent and a half premium. Who doesn't need a cent and a half? Anyway, 603 bales, just another gin recap. This was done by Dr. Terry Wheeler in the verticillium wilt performances at Texas A&M University. 3640 placed third and fourth in Plain View and in Plains. 4689 was eighth and tenth in ropes, with both good yield results as well. And 3699 was sixth at ropes. You know, to the average person, you know, eighth and tenth place may not sound too good, but when you're comparing varieties to 40 other varieties, that does mean something. So, I think we're always in the top tier. This is the one I'm most excited about because I'm from the southeast and I think it's better fit in the mid-south and the southeast. It's 4601, smooth leaf, medium maturity. It will require a little bit of little picks, but you know, it's pretty much a versatile cotton, like 5007 is. Excellent turnout and fiber quality. On what I've gotten right now, we're averaging around 44% gin turnout on on this particular variety, but I've seen it as high as 52%. So, I mean, that's very, very, very high. Going back to the seedling vigor, again, we take pride in our seed and won't have any problems with it coming up. And it'll come up all at the same time. We got a little tolerance to fusarium and verticillium, but not as good on bacterial blight. But our yields are phenomenal with this variety. We're excited, very, very excited about that. In summary, with the varieties that we have right now, the quality is second to none, along with yield. Everything pretty much has a good disease package, and just excited for this year to start. The seed supply for $36.99 will be introductory. It won't be a lot of seed. $46.89 will be the same way, and $36.40 will be the same way. But you will have ample supply of seed for $46.01. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
We got time for a question, if anybody has it.
The $36.99 is going to be a little bit more towards the mid than to the early side.